Hi guys, it's Colleen from Hot Flashes and Cool Topics, and I just want to let you know that See Me Beauty is offering 20% off for our listeners. If you use the promo code HFCT20, you will get 20% off from now until May 7th.
Welcome to Hot Flashes and Cool Topics, a podcast for women in midlife and beyond. Here at Hot Flashes and Cool Topics, we talk about anything and everything to do with midlife. My name is Colleen.
My name is Bridget.
And today we are going to be talking about skincare. And I know we've mentioned it a couple times, but ladies, we need options. Just because we're over 45 doesn't mean that all of our skin is exactly the same. And what works for one person isn't going to work for another. But what Bridget and I love is the fact that we are now seeing companies come out with it. So you have the luxury of choosing which brand works for you, which was not always the case, right, Bridget?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's so amazing. Like we've said, that when a lot of women can't find the product, they say, well, I'm just going to make it myself, or we're going to come up with it ourselves. So we were so happy today to talk to Christy and Tiffany from See Me Beauty and how See Me got started. So that was just really a great interview. And every time we have guests, I learn about science some more. And
see, this time we learned about the science behind avocado and dill, which
we knew
that they had such strong chemicals that actually kind of react similar to retinol.
Right. Are just natural ingredients that their components are so good for you, because, you know, they say one of their mottos is that our goal is to have ingredients that you can pronounce.
But yes. So as Bridget said, Christy Putnam and Tiffany Papp are the founders of See Me Beauty.
Along with Alexis. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Alexis wasn't on the show. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she was very busy. It's fine.
Yes.
And they are under the umbrella of Procter & Gamble. And Bridget and I are going to do a little shout out for Procter & Gamble, because they not only have See Me Beauty, they also have our Kindra, which is a company that we have worked with before for vaginal dryness, because it exists, ladies. Get over the stigma. Mm-hmm. And also Hair Biology, which is for women of our demographic. Think about that. Procter & Gamble is a huge company, and it is one of the few companies that are actually listening to our demographic. Yes. So we want to let you guys know, yes, there are products out there, and Procter & Gamble are actually repping a few of them,
yes,
which is wonderful.
I am so glad, you know, that that is one large company that is recognizing and addressing it. Thank you.
Yes, we might have to send you a little thank you mug.
Yes. And do some more. Yeah.
So as Bridget mentioned too, See Me Beauty has two main products, that a serum and a face skincare that we have been trying, and they smell like, you open it up and it smells like a spa. I love that. I hate when you open up and you cringe at the smell or your eyes water. Nothing. Neither happen. And they talk about the history behind the products, and there's now 7 products, and they talk about those. They talk about the ingredients like avocado oil and turmeric, dill extract.
And essential oils
that they put in there. So it's all very natural. Vitamin B3. It's all very natural, but combined, the ingredients in each of those work for women of a certain age.
Yes.
Or in other words, a little bit of aging skin.
Yeah.
So we are going to let them take over and talk. But guys, you know, Bridget and I love finding new products for you guys. So if you have heard of a company that's addressing the needs of women over 40, especially over 50, please email us at hotflashescooltopics@gmail.com to let us know. We can do the research and connect with them. Also, listen to our other episodes. If you press subscribe, you won't miss a new one, but you'll also get to see all the old ones. And we have several brands out there that we talk about that you can try, that they could benefit. Many of them have a promo code that you can check out so that you can try it under, you know, save 20%, save 15%. We like to save money, don't we, Bridget?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So we are going to let Christy and Tiffany take over. We'll talk to you after. Welcome back to Hot Flashes and Cool Topics, guys. Today we have on two great guests, the founders of See Me Beauty. That's S-E-E-M-E. And it's Tiffany Papp and Christy Putnam. Hi, ladies.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Oh, we are excited. You know, we really love when we find products that talk to us. Bridget and I are always saying that, you know, there's not enough on the market for women over the age of 40, 45, 50 that addresses our concerns. Because the skincare we used to use when we were 20, we can no longer use anymore because it just doesn't work on our skin. So I wanted to start off by just kind of, you guys are actually been friends for a long time, right? So can you tell a little bit about how See Me Beauty and this whole history came about?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Christy and I have worked together for a long time at our parent company, Procter & Gamble, and Alexis Shrimp, who is our other co-founder, who's not on the call today. Alexis and I have known each other since college. So we've all known each other for a long time working in the beauty industry. Many of our brands we found were targeting younger consumers. And as all of us were approaching our 50s, we knew of products that Christy and her team had developed that were amazing for our skin, and we were using on the side because we could get them out of the lab. And we really recognized that there was a huge need, not just for our own personal skincare, but for women to really have products that worked better. And as we started working, you know, talking more, we realized how much women don't understand that the dramatic changes in estrogen in your skin as you get into perimenopause and beyond really impact the way your skin responds to skincare ingredients and the products that you really need and should be using. And so we started getting together to really pitch our company on creating this brand and a line of products that were really specifically for women just like us. And so Alexis and I started working on some of the how to bring it to life from a commercial standpoint, the See Me brand name, and worked with Christy on getting every product perfectly designed for women like us. And that's how we got the brand started. So it was really an internal passion project because we had products we were loving to use and we wanted to make sure everyone like us could use them too.
Okay, so these were made with Procter & Gamble or on your own? I guess I wanted to make sure.
With Procter & Gamble. So we get all the benefit of the, you know, years and years and years of research experience and ingredient screening and all that from Procter & Gamble, as well as the investment to help create the brand. But we really did it as a startup team within the company. So it's really the best of both worlds.
How did Procter & Gamble react when you first approached them and said, we've got some skincare for over 45 women? Like, what was the response from a large corporation like that?
Well, it was really interesting because we got a lot of positive response as far as, you know, our management recognizing there's a real consumer need there and we have a real consumer product that addresses that need. And Procter & Gamble as a company is all about products that work, right? So if you have a product that really works for a specific consumer group, there's always a lot of interest in how we make that happen. So we found that our management was pretty supportive. We did have to go do some work to, you know, help lay out the business case, but it was really interesting because, you know, when you look at, you know, people in our age target spend about 50% of the consumer products goods spending in the U.S., but only about 5% of media is targeted to that age group. So it says there's a huge opportunity there from a business standpoint. And when you can lay out a business, you know, compelling business case, you get a lot of good reaction. And Christy can speak to some of the interest from an R&D technical community standpoint.
Okay. Yeah, I'd love to hear that because we say that all the time, that we're not being heard. So go ahead.
It's true, but it's not like, you know, because we have the full backing of Procter & Gamble, we have full access to like the 100+ years of skin science that has been done within the company. And while a lot of that skin science was done on younger women, because we target mostly younger women, we did have funding to really understand what was going on with women of all ages of their life. In fact, a little over 10 years ago, the company funded a very large study, which really helped us design See Me. We actually did hundreds of women in every decade, in their teens, 20s, 30s, all the way through 80s. And this foundational study was really instrumental in understanding what happens to women's biology as they approach perimenopause and menopause. And this was the study we were able to use that, you know, you hear consumers say all the time, my product just stopped working. I don't understand what happened. You know, I'm getting close to 50 and the things that used to work, they just don't work anymore. And we were able to use this study to prove that. There really is a drop off. We call it the estrogen cliff. And as our bodies lose estrogen, it's trying to get used to the new normal, and your genes start responding differently. Your inflammation spikes, your cellular energy goes down, your skin doesn't turn over as quickly, it doesn't make as much collagen. So once we understood all these changes in genes, we could go off and look at the hundreds and hundreds of, or thousands of actives that we screen a year and find ones that actually make those genes start expressing like they did when you were younger. So we had all the tools in our toolbox. We just had to go digging to find them to create the See Me brand.
Mm-hmm.
And the products that are in the lineup.
Yeah, and I love how you, on your the website for CB Beauty, I love how it says our goal is ingredients that you can pronounce. and a formula that has been proven to nourish and repair the look of your skin. So I love that because you do, you look at these products. And I know when I'm younger, I'm like, oh, I don't care. It just works, you know, and I just put it down. And now you're like, okay, what's going on? And with it. And so I'm holding up right now the recovery serum that you have, and which is really lovely, and the Hydra Cream, the Calm. I love the names too, the little names that you call it, the Smooth Out Recovery Serum, but I like the Calm Me Hydra Cream. I love that name.
So, yeah. As you know, women of our demographic, we understand the concept of calling it See Me Beauty, but what was your thought process behind titling the brand See Me?
Well, it was really interesting as we were trying to work on establishing the brand. We talked to a lot of women to understand what they were thinking about just the beauty industry in general and how the industry was speaking to them. And it was interesting because women in our age demographic, about 70% of them will say they don't feel like they're spoken to. They feel like they're neglected. And a lot of women talked about this idea of they see brands out there that they feel like are 20 for 20 year olds. And they see brands out there that they feel like are for people who are maybe in their 80s and 90s, but not for women just like them. And there was a quote from one consumer where she was talking about, she said, you know what, I'm at a point in my life where I don't really care what people think about me. I just want them to think about me. And that really resonated with us. And as we started thinking about kind of our own personal experiences, and you just look out at a lot of the marketing that, you know, in imagery in the beauty industry, you don't really see yourself there. And everyone wants to see themselves represented before they're buying products or things like that. You want to make sure it's something that works for you and feels right for you. And so that was how we really landed on the name of See Me, because we feel like that's what a lot of women are saying is, see me, recognize me. I have needs and I have, you know, the desire to buy products that are right for me, but they're just not out there. And so it's been really exciting for us to see the evolution of the industry over the last few years. There are more products now for women like us, and there are more, you know, just like your podcast. I mean, there are more, you know, media opportunities where our generation is being spoken to. And that is very, very interesting. You know, it was kind of funny. We actually were looking at some data from a survey a couple of weeks ago, and it had, you know, this zennials and the millennials, and then it had these, you know, boomers and older. And it was like, why does Gen X get skipped on everything? Like, what is up with that? Like, they say
we're the
jam
Bradys.
Yeah.
We're the jam Bradys.
Exactly.
We say that. The middle child.
The middle child. But it was just really funny. And it happens all the time. And so that was how we really got to the brand, this idea of See Me, because it just resonated with all of us. And we found it really resonates with consumers. We have like amazing women who, you know, will write in and talk about not only the amazing results they're getting with the product, but just that they really appreciate that they see themselves in our imagery and they feel like we're really talking to them as women.
And they thank us for finally someone speaking to them and making products for women with different issues that aren't being talked about or delivered upon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, you know, it's an interesting thing because we say for many different aspects, not just skincare, but like you walk down the aisles and it goes from diapers to Depends with nothing in between, you know, we exist. And so anytime we see brands that are addressing us, that are talking to us, we're smart super consumers. We will buy it if it works and it's addressing our hormonal imbalances and the changes in our skin. We're smart enough to know that. So, you know, we've had conversations with some great, like Grace Creative is a marketing company for women over 50 in LA. And we just wonder, why are they not talking to us? Why is it all about millennials, millennials, millennials? So I think the title's great, See Me, because that's really what we do want, is for people to see us. When I first got the products, and thank you very much for sending them to us, the first thing I know, I'm a very big scent person. It can't be overpowering. And I opened it up and I really thought, oh, I'm at a spa. And then when I read the ingredients, I'm like, oh, I can eat this for lunch. Like, they're, you know, everything was very easy to understand. Actually, like, kind of surprising, because I did not know the facts about avocado and all this stuff. So can you break down a little bit what the ingredients are, what makes them different, and why you chose the ingredients you chose?
Absolutely. So again, we know that as your skin ages, as you age, as you approach menopause and estrogen leaves your body, these genes respond differently. So we know our actives don't work the same. So again, we set out to find ingredients that would make our genes respond more like they did when you were younger, and that would actually work on women who are estrogen deprived. And the first ingredient we found that actually worked better on older skin than younger skin, which is sort of like the holy grail, like looking for a needle in a haystack, really. But we were able to identify artichoke leaf extract, which has a compound in it called cyanoropicrin, which is a very strong anti-inflammatory. One of the biggest things that happens as your body loses estrogen is your inflammation levels go up. So the fact that we have found this really strong anti-inflammatory ingredient, that's why it works better on older skin than younger skin, because younger women just don't have this level of inflammation. We also knew that niacinamide, or vitamin B3, is a very powerful ingredient for all skin types, but even older skin, because the way it works is it increases your skin turnover, it increases your cellular energy, and it also allows the other active ingredients to work better, because we're making your cells basically more responsive. You mentioned the avocado oil. That's in there because after we start menopause, our sebaceous glands quit producing sebum and oils and healthy fats that keep our skin moist and plump. So that's why the avocado oil is in there. We also include turmeric because it's a very powerful antioxidant. As inflammation increases in our body, free radicals are formed more in older skin versus younger skin. So we went and found the most effective antioxidant we could find, which was turmeric. And then we also have dill extract, which really increases the production of healthy collagen and elastin. So kind of the underpinnings of your skin, you know, as we age, you start to lose firmness and elasticity, and that really helps build that back up.
That is so amazing, you know, that you found. I'd never heard that about dill. I'd heard about turmeric. I'd heard about avocado, but I was like, dill? I never knew that about dill. So you've really, the research has been incredible. And so many of our listeners are really all about natural products, that they are very leery of putting anything they can't pronounce, like we said earlier, in a product.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because when we started See Me, you know, our main goal was really trying to find actives that work on estrogen depleted skin. But at the same time, we were really getting serious about the clean beauty trend and naturals. And I work on those spaces as well at work. So I'm like, well, why am I going to design something for this target that's full of chemicals that people don't want anymore? So we really did strive to make it natural and clean. And so that's why, you know, the names of the ingredients are pronounceable and they're things that people have heard of. We also avoided any parabens, dyes. And the reason the fragrance is so unique is it actually isn't a fragrance at all. We used essential oils, lavender, lemon, and the turmeric is part of the the fragrance profile as well. So you won't see perfume listed on our ingredient list, but we did want it to have a nice, that's part of the experience, right? We wanted it to be enjoyable to use. So these ingredients that are natural and have some level of efficacy even, we were able to think about perfuming these products in a different way that's natural and healthy.
Mm-hmm. That explains the spa. That is one of my favorite things. I love the fragrance. I love the way it smells. In fact, we've had women who've written in and said they put it on in the middle of the day because they feel like it's a pick me up, like for your skin and your spirit. You know,
It's the lavender. Clean. It is. Yeah. The lavender is a scent that calms you down.
Yes.
And you know, if you're just open, why not put it on during the day? And honestly, it's going on your face. So if it's something you can't stand the smell of, you're just not going to consistently use it. Because I've had skin products that, you know, yes, have things that I can't pronounce, but everyone told me they were great. And then when you go to use it, you're like, oh, I can't hold my breath that long. Like, that's just not going to happen. Or you go to bed and your spouse is like, What is that? What is that? Yeah. So I appreciate the fact that it smells like a spa. Because when I heard dill, I'm like, I don't want to smell like dill, but it doesn't at all. There is a bunch of products. If you could kind of list what they each are and what they do, that would be great for our listeners. Because sometimes people buy a whole set, or sometimes people like a certain product and only want to add or supplement to it.
Yeah. So when we launched the brand, we really just launched with two SKUs, the serum and the day cream. And the reason we did that is, you know, we really wanted to make sure we had an idea that was going to resonate with consumers before we invested a lot of R&D effort in a full lineup. So, you know, we went with two forms that could make the bulk of a woman's regimen, a nice, our hero SKU, which is the serum, and then a nice day cream, because a lot of women like to apply their serum and then apply a moisturizer over the top of it to kind of seal it in. So that's what we started with. Our serum is meant to be the most potent product. It's that the consistency is formulated to absorb completely into your skin, and it's our most potent level of actives. So we would say if you're going to use any of the products and you're not a big regimen person, get the serum. But the day cream is nice. It's a light daily moisturizer that has this really velvety feel. It almost feels like a bit like a makeup primer. So in fact, a lot of women tell us that, and it's really nice for putting makeup, over the top of, and it's especially good for women who like to get their, a lot of women don't like to put their day cream to have SPF in it. They'd rather get it from their, foundation. So it's really nice to go under a foundation makeup that already contains your SPF.
Okay.
We then went on to the next, consumer demanded SKU, which was an eye cream. We really think it's important to have an eye cream because, you know, to use the other products too close to the eye, you know, it could run into the eyes and you could have eye irritation, et cetera. So this is formulated to really stay put in the delicate eye area and give you all the efficacy you need in that more delicate area where you need an extra level of thought to eye safety. We then went on to launch a night cream, which is my second favorite product after the serum, because it's just so rich. I just think it feels great. I feel so protected when I put it on, and then I can still feel it there when I wake up in the morning. And it just really delivers this hydration level that you might not want during the day because it's a little heavier, but it's just a really nourishing, deep moisturizing night cream. We then went on to we felt like we needed some other treatments beyond the eye. Another benefit territory that's important with our consumer is exfoliation. So we wanted to launch an exfoliating mask product. This is also meant to be worn overnight, and it contains beta hydroxy acid, which will loosen the keratin bonds on the surface layers of the skin. You may have heard the difference between a chemical exfoliant and a mechanical exfoliant, like beads or scrubs. We went with a chemical exfoliant because even though it might sound a little scary, it's actually a safer way to exfoliate than you know, people can tend to over exfoliate with mechanical exfoliants. And then our latest entry was our cleanser, which is just a very nice, mild, gentle cleanser that also helps with exfoliation, but really is just meant to be an all-purpose cleanser that you know, you would use morning and night. And then later in the spring, we have our SPF product coming because no good skincare lineup would ever not have a good SPF 30. And so that's what we're bringing to market next.
Oh, cool. Now, is that for your face only? The SPF, is it directed towards your face?
Okay. Face, neck, and chest. On CME, we really like to stress people in general take good care of their face, but they sometimes forget their neck and chest. Yeah. So you'll see women who have absolutely beautiful faces, but you can really see the age if you look at the neck and the chest area. So frankly, all of our facials, full face skews, we do face, neck, and chest. But no, it is a facial SPF moisturizer. It is not meant for like recreation or beach.
When you say neck and chest, that includes hands. Because you always can tell a woman's age by the neck and the hand.
It's always a good idea with your skincare when you're like, you know, finished, you always have a little bit and just rub it on the back of your hands. That's what I always do. One of the things that I really like about using the Smooth Out Recovery Serum and our Sweet Dreams Night Cream at night, those two products together, I find when I use those at night, I don't have those morning crinkles when I wake up. You know how you get kind of the morning crinkles? So it's really good for those in the neck and chest area. So.
Oh, that is really good to know because the sun damage I have there is horrible. So that's very good to know. Yeah. Nice combination.
The listeners, yes. I'm sure, are also interested in price points. So what is the range of price points for the products?
So when we look at our products, we've tried to make them very accessible. Getting the right ingredients, of course, is expensive. But we've kept them all between, our main creams are $45. Our serum is $55. And one of the things we've done across the lineup is we've tried to put bundles together where we also provide a discount for buying those. So we have our Simply Irresistible kit that features our Sweet Dreams Night Cream, our Call Me Hydra Cream, our Hero Smooth Out Recovery Serum, and our For Your Eyes Only Eye Cream. So if you buy the full lineup together, then you can also save additionally on that. So we've tried to keep it very reasonable and accessible from a consumer price point. Yeah, you know, Colleen, I think it's really interesting because when you think about the whole idea of perimenopause, menopause, and that whole market, I think one of the things is there's still a lot of taboo related to talking about that. And it's really interesting because, you know, we knew there's a huge, you know, difference in your skin as estrogen levels decline. But one of the things we really started to learn as we started talking about the brand and sharing the brand is the big gap in education for women. You know, and it's really interesting because if you think about approaching perimenopause, you know, a lot of women are like, I didn't talk to my mom about that. I don't really talk about that with my girlfriends. I mean, it's starting to become more acceptable, but I think for our generation as a first generation, it's really starting to talk about this out in the open. And if you think about it, there's a woman we've worked with named Shirley Weir. She talks about this idea of like any one of us would find it to just be horrible to think about your teenage daughter going through starting her period and knowing nothing about it. Like you would just never let that happen. Yet that's what happens to women as they go through perimenopause, menopause, and beyond. They don't really have a lot of the education and information that they need. And it was really interesting for us to see what a big disconnect it was for women, not understanding these dramatic changes in your skin are tied to changes in your estrogen levels. And there is something you can do about it. Mm-hmm. And so that's been a big insight. So we've invested a lot more now in education on our website and blogs. We just recently did a Facebook premiere session and a live event with Michelle Lee from Allure and a number of women that are really focused on helping educate consumers in the space of beauty, menopause, perimenopause. And Christy was one of the featured speakers on that panel. And we did that in partnership with Disrupt aging from AARP. And it was like the attendance was beyond what any of us expected. So we actually did a rebroadcast of it. But women are just craving information and conversation and destigmatizing the entire area. In fact, we talk about this whole idea of ageism as being one of the last acceptable isms in society. You know, there's been so much to bring forward equality, you know, and diversity and inclusion, but we haven't quite gotten there when it comes to aging yet. And so that's something that we think is really important is education and destigmatizing aging.
I am really appreciative of both of you for researching this. And I'm appreciative to Procter & Gamble for being a large corporation that's acknowledging this, because they also do Kendra. Don't they? They also do Kendra. Is that correct? Yeah. So Yes. They're a large corporation that is acknowledging.
They're listening to us.
They're listening. Thank you.
Yes.
When we first started talking to consumers in earnest 10 years ago, you could not say the word menopause. Like that was, it was a big turnoff. And just 10 years later, the conversation has changed.
Where can women find See Me Beauty? Besides, well, the internet, but is that?
Yes. Right now, you can buy See Me Beauty at seemebeauty.com, so our direct-to-consumer site, or on Amazon.
Because everyone has a quick prime for Amazon. You can get it the next day, ladies. Okay, yes. And get it the next day.
Yes.
We want to thank you guys so much for coming on the show and talking about the products, and just thank you for creating them. Because our demographic of women, we appreciate anyone who's addressing us at this point. It's going to change. Once brands realize that there's a market out there, it's just a slow process. Thank you.
And thank you for everything you're doing to get the word out and help connect women like us for all of our needs. So it's wonderful to see, like you said, women banding together to lift each other up and help educate everyone our age so that as we, you know, get older, we can do it seamlessly and happily as we've done everything else in our lives.
Right. And our children see that. So the next generation will take it for granted.
So
thank you guys so much.
Well, thank you so much, Christy and Tiffany, for talking to us. And Tiffany, Alexis, and Christy for just coming up with this, for working to find this product, for recognizing that there was a need out there and doing the research to make these products, the See Me products. And you can find the See Me products, like they said, at seemebeauty.com. You could also look on Amazon to find their products as well. And, you know, and look on our page, and there just might be a discount code for their products and a link to their products. So you could try that too.
One never knows.
So,
so guys, make sure, like I said in the beginning, that you have subscribed to us. That's a tough word. You have subscribed to us because you don't want to miss an episode. Sometimes we throw in some surprise Fridays, but you can find us every Wednesday on any podcast platform, Hot Flashes and Cool Topics. Check out our website, join our Facebook group. We're up to 3,500 women and counting, and we share stories and life and questions and community and business because we truly believe that we are stronger together. Mm-hmm. As we get older. So Thank you all for listening. Please make sure that you listen for next week's episode because you never know what you're going to hear.
That's right.
And have a great week, guys.
Bye.